a Jewish Journal article. Over 60 musical acts and panelists boycott South by Southwest over U.S. Army sponsorship, citing solidarity with Palestinians. Over 60 musical acts are boycotting this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas over the event's official sponsorship by the U.S. Army. Many announced their abrupt cancellations on social media, citing anti-war sentiment and solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Most of the artists who have pulled out of South by Southwest shared similar grievances about not wanting to have any connection to something paid for by the U.S. Army, citing their partnerships with American defense contractors and the United States government's support for Israel in the war against Hamas. Republican Governor of Texas Greg Abbott posted to X, "Bands pull out of South by Southwest over U.S. Army sponsorship. Bye. Don't come back. Austin remains the HQ for the Army Futures Command. San Antonio is Military City, USA. We are proud of the U.S. military in Texas. If you don't like it, don't come here." In a statement, the festival officials said, "South by Southwest does not agree with Governor Abbott. We are an organization that welcomes diverse viewpoints. Music is the soul of South by Southwest, and it has long been our legacy." They also defended their military sponsorship, saying, "The Army's sponsorship is part of our commitment to bring forward ideas that shape our world." The statement did not make any direct references to Israelis or Palestinians. "We have and will continue to support human rights for all. The situation in the Middle East is tragic, and it illuminates the heightened importance of standing together against injustice." The 9-day festival began on Friday, March 8, and was marked with pro-Palestinian protests outside the city's convention center where many of the events take place. Other major sponsors of this year's event include Volkswagen, the Austin Chronicle, Porsche, C4 Energy and Delta Airlines. South by Southwest is one of the premier annual showcases of music, film, comedy and trends in tech. It was founded in 1987 but has experienced exponential hype and publicity in the social media era. In 2013, they had over 32,000 attendees. In 2018, 161,000 came to Austin for the festival. Last year's festival had over 300,000 attendees, including 3,000 speakers and performers, and over 2,300 media from around the world. The 2023 festival brought in a reported $381 million to the economy of Austin, the second most populated capital city in the U.S. While the boycotts could be a monetary and reputational hit for South by Southwest, some of the artists boycotting, many of whom traveled from abroad to perform, said they will be playing unofficial showcases in Austin that are not associated with the festival. Squirrel Flower, an indie folk singer, songwriter from Boston, is one of the acts that canceled their appearance. They wrote to their 19,500-plus followers, "There are many ways South by Southwest is harmful to working musicians, but I am pulling out specifically because of the fact that South by Southwest is platforming defense contractors including Raytheon subsidiaries as well as the U.S. Army, a main sponsor of the festival. The IDF has now killed at least one in every 75 inhabitants of Gaza, including 12,300 children. The International Court of Justice has ruled that this plausibly amounts to genocide." Here's a list of a few of the more than 60 scheduled performers who are boycotting South by Southwest this year and what they said. Kneecap, a hip-hop trio from Belfast, Northern Ireland, made the announcement to the over 135,000 followers of their Instagram profile. In a four-part post, Kneecap wrote, "It is done in solidarity with the people of Palestine and to highlight the unacceptable deep links the festival has to weapons companies and the U.S. military who at this very moment are enabling a genocide and famine against a rapt population." They continued that the organizers of the South by Southwest have taken the decision to mix the arts with the military and weapons companies is unforgivable, that they have done so as we witness a genocide facilitated by the U.S. military and its contractors is depraved. Scowl, a hardcore punk band from Santa Cruz, California, wrote to their 91,600-plus Instagram followers, "We came to this decision in protest of the U.S. Army's sponsorship of South by Southwest. As well as the involvement of RTX, formerly Raytheon, Collins Aerospace, and Bay Systems, whom have direct ties to the manufacturing and supplying of weapons used against the Palestinians." Gel, a punk band from New Jersey, responded to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's "Bye. Don't come back" post with, "Bro is so mad at us." Mamalarkey, the Austin-based rock band, wrote to their 10,500-plus Instagram followers, "In remembering the 30,000-plus Palestinians, many of whom having lost their lives to American weapons, in remembering active military member Aaron Bushnell, who was moved to self-immolate in protest of this ongoing genocide. This is a very easy decision to make. Rachel Chinoriri, the English singer-songwriter, wrote to their 83,000-plus Instagram followers, on the official South by Southwest website and scheduling for the event, "I was horrified to see things such as Army-inspired yoga, and Army functional fitness as some activities you can take part in at South by Southwest. This has been a strong topic of conversation here at South by Southwest, and there are two prevailing schools of thought." Bruce Ravid, of the artist management and radio host company Go Deep Music, said. Ravid has traveled from Los Angeles to South by Southwest over 20 times. The official conference stance is that they support artists having political beliefs, and they are okay with the fact that a number of them have backed out. Most of these artists are up and coming and could really have used the exposure, so this is a big decision for them. It's tough on showcase organizers because they suddenly have empty slots to fill and are scouring the lists for available bands that can play. As one show organizer was telling me last night, he would be in favor of artists playing their shows, but feeling free to discuss the issue if they would like during their sets. The Journal spoke with an Austin resident, who didn't want their name published, who has attended the last 13 South by Southwest festivals. He spoke about what he's noticed so far this year. "It's bigger than last year. I don't have a badge, so I don't go to official shows," he said. "Most artists are still playing day shows, so the boycott hasn't affected me at all. I think 2017 was peak South by Southwest, more sponsors, more top talent. It's back to being mostly smaller bands for music at least."